Shalom to all! Today we're learning Mishnah Me'ila, Perek Beis, Mishnei Mishnevav. And today's Mishnah is being learned Mishchos Hasbas Rachol, Shishi B'Zecher Vayin Receiving Hagun, Bikarv Mamish. And we continue discussing different karbanos and when the Chiv kicks in for Me'ila and when they would fall off of it and other dinim in the middle. It says the Mishnah, Chatos Va'asham V'Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, Ma'ilin Behem Shehukdashu, a karban Chatos, karban Asham, and karbanos are Shlomim, but for the Tzibur, which actually there's only one karban that fits that bill, and that's the two kvasim, the two lambs that are brought on Shvuas. These are all considered Kachay Kachim, so Kachay Hashem, and therefore Ma'ilin Behem Shehukdashu, the moment they become kaddish, one can be avir me'ila with them. Initial two ones are shechted. Hakshali pasul b'tvul yoyim chasukpirim belina. Now they become prepared to become pasul with all these things. Nizrak daman once rigzad dam happened. Chayiv and olam yishon pickle nizr tamei. One can be chayiv for all these things. However, ein ma'ilin babasar. There's no me'ila with the meat anymore after zrigzad dam, and that's because the meat is eaten by the kaihanim, and therefore it's not kachay shem anymore. Aval, however, ma'ilin b'imurin on sheitzul beisadashen. One could be avir me'ila with the imurin. That's the sacrificial parts that are burned on the mizbeach. That ability for me'ila goes all the way until the ashes are brought out to the beis hadash. Moving on to Mishnah Vav, which is somewhat of a continuation of the carbon that we just mentioned, namely Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, which we had explained is referring to the two kvasim, the two lambs that are brought on Shavuos. So these lambs, these kvasim, are also brought along with something called the Shtei Halechem, which is two loaves of bread made out of wheat. Says Mishnah Vav, Shtei Halechem, Ma'ilin Behem Shehukdashu, the Shtei Halechem, one could be ever me'ilah with them from when they become Kaddish, Karmu Batanur, once they form a crust in the oven as they're baking. Hokshali Pasul B'Tvul Yom V'Chosik Purim, they're now prepared that they can become Pasul if they were touched by Tvul Yom V'Chosik Purim. Notice that the Mishnah does not say anything about Lina, about staying overnight in the base of Mikdash, and that's because these Shtei Halechem were baked on Erev Yom Tov and eaten the next day on Yom Tov. So we see that Lina doesn't passel them staying overnight is not a psul. That's why the Mishnah doesn't mention it. Now another thing that this Krima Batan, or this crusting over in the oven, helps for is Velishchat Alei Mishah Zevach. Now the Karbon, which is referring to the two kvasim, the two lambs, now they're able to be shechted because the bread is already at the stage that it crossed over in the oven. And Nizrak Dam Shel Kvasin, once the blood is sprinkled of the kvasim, of the lambs, chayav and olam shon pickle nizer v'tamei, now one is able to be chayav for pickle nizer and tamei for the shtei alechem as well. However, in behen me'ila, there's no din me'ila because they're eaten by the kahanim, so they're not kachay Hashem anymore. We're going to stop before the day and pick tomorrow, which the Zayin and Ches continue to discuss. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.